episode 2720, keep your eyes on what matters.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and sometimes, you know, you just need that ray of hope, that little pick-me-up that says, you got this, you can do it. Keep your eyes on what matters. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. But when you don't always succeed, what keeps you going? Let your body not grow weary of the dreams you have written on your heart. Keep your eyes on what matters. You know, it's easy for us to look side to side and see what everyone else is doing. But what are you doing? What are you doing in your world today? What are you doing for your dreams? How are you setting your schedule to accomplish your goals? Are you running to hide more than staying the course? You set the pace of your day. You, my friend, get to choose how you show up. You get to play with your excuses or conquer the next step. Keep your eyes on what matters. And in doing so, you also keep your eyes on Jesus. They go hand in hand. It's interesting. I was reading Hebrews 12, verse 2, and most of the time I don't read from the Message Bible, but I loved this writing, and I just wanted you to hear it from this perspective. And I just want you to have an open mind, even if you're not a believer, because I know we have some that listen that are not. That is okay. You can fill in another word for Jesus, whatever it is. But for those of you who are, just listen to what this says. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed, that exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way, cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside God. He could put up with anything, shame. He could bear the cross for you and me. And he never lost sight of where he was headed. Your place of honor in your everyday is with God. He desires to walk beside you. However, it's taking your mind, body, and spirit and intertwining them with your heart and God's heart. Keep your eyes on what matters. You know, I've been trying a few new experiments on my body along with the podcast and writing, and no, that's not all together, but it is quite interesting. And one thing I have found is that no matter what, I need to stay true to where God is leading me. Even though another way seems more attractive or easier, the way God leads is the only way to follow. Are you kind of looking side to side, wishing you had done something differently? Or you see another opportunity going, gosh, if I jump ship now, maybe I can get the results that she's getting over there. And no, we're not talking about weight loss. It can be that if that's your thing right now. But I really want you to look at your life here, because we are so caught up in what we don't have that we forget to see what we do have, the opportunities that are in front of us. Keep your eyes on what matters. Don't create an unnecessary detour because of your jealousy. Don't create an unnecessary detour because of your time constraints or your impatient attitude or even your unwillingness to take aim. Lean on who created the dream within you. God's got your dreams, and you will too, so long as you keep your eyes on what matters. So I've got a question for you. Usually I leave it as a challenge, but you could call it a question. And it was one that kind of striked me personally. Where are your eyes closed? Maybe we can easily think about where our eyes are open, but where they're closed? What are we pushing away? What are we hiding from? What do we not see because, well, we don't want to look? Sometimes what we are fearful of facing is exactly what we need to face. But until we're willing to face it, then where does that leave us? Eyes closed. You can't keep your eyes on what matters when your eyes are closed. So ask yourself that question throughout the day. Where are my eyes closed? And then ask God to open your eyes in the areas that you need to see better and more clearly. Sometimes what we need is truly right in front of us. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.